The idea had been to go in and take what they wanted by threat of arms, but things had moved so far and so fast that it didn't much matter.
Might not want trouble, you gray-haired old bastard, but you sure found it.
Yeah, insults our vill, don't he?
This your vill, is it?
Sure is.
My mistake, friend. I mistook it for a shithole in the dirt filled with dead worms that used to fuck their grandmothers.
Trader's words hung in the air.
Oh, that about does it.
You're dead, old man. You're walking around and sucking air. But you're deader than a rusty bucket. Was gonna just kick you around some, but not now.
Loudest talking corpse I ever did see, Abe.
The sound of the gun was deafening in the small building. The bullet hit the man through the center of his belly and exited behind in a spray of blood and torn intestines, breaking a window at the side of the store.
Land of Goshen! Oh!
The old woman's eyes rolled up in their sockets as she fell to the floor behind the counter in a dead faint.
I'll shoot anyone makes a bad move. Get us some food, Abe, if you can find anything in this midden worth eating or drinking.
Abe hadn't found much worth taking, but he'd snatched two green bottles of what he hoped were pulque, as well as some jerky and a handful of biscuits.
Let's get out, Trader.
Trader? Who are you joshing, stranger? Trader died 10 years back.
Then your friend here got himself chilled by a ghost.
Trader backed toward the door, making sure that Abe was covered by the armalite. Abe peered through the dusty glass of the door into the street.
Company out there. Old man, three women, and one I ain't sure of.
Carrying?
One's got a saw down. The old man. The others don't have any weapons, but it won't take long.
You bastards are dead for that! We'll hunt you like the dogs you are!
I heard that a hell of a lot of times. Take out the guy carrying the scattergun, Abe. We'll be able to shake the friendly mud of this Wholesomeville off our boots.
Abe inched out of the door, aware of a hum of movement, like a wasp nest after someone's poked a stick inside it. The old-timer with the saw down looked at him, seeing the gleaming blaster in his hand. Then the old man turned on his heel and scuttled away, realizing that it was a lost cause.
Gone now.
Fine. First one of you folks to stick his nose out the door gets it blown away. It's not a threat. It's a promise.
You are the traitor, aren't you?
So they say.
Trader fired a bullet into the ceiling, shaking down the mummified corpse of a large brown rat and several pounds of powdery rust. Then he was outside, running fast, heading around the corner of the ruined church toward the trees, Abe close at his heels. Someone fired a shot from a black powder musket, but the ball went nowhere near either of them. A lean mongrel snarled and snapped at Trader. The Trader smashed its skull open with the butt of the rifle, not even breaking step.
Was it worth it, Trader? Didn't get away with much worth having.
Always worth it. You don't try, then you don't succeed, do you?
You can run, but you can't hide from us outlanders. We know the woods and the valleys, and we'll catch you. Blood for blood.
The biting anger in the voice pursued Abe into his dreams that night.